We are on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. I'd like to go over in Tosfos Rav Zvi Domar, and then to go back to Daf Beis Amid Beis and elaborate a little on the sugya. Rav Zvi Domar ve'enoi muet na. Rav Zvi learned Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about that he was a mu'ud for one mean, and he wasn't a mu'ud for the other mean. We saw beferish he wasn't negeach the other mean. But stome, a mu'ud from one mean, is a mu'ud from another mean. Ha stome have a mu'ud l'sha'ine mina. Then Taisa says, v'afilu mi behema la'odom nami shamina lo l'kama bepirkin. Atechen advorim agiim, Rav Zvid holds that afilu amud lebehime have a mood laodom. The stoma have a mood. Gabihod the porich, the gemore asks a kashe, meyache the mitam kotlina lei mood echem ashkachas lo. How was there a shaykh echetimse of a mood to pay koifa whenever you kill a person? So the first time he kills a person, you kill the shayr, a shayr yisokil. Meforish Rav Zvid, kigoin shahora gimul behemis. So you see klar that Rav Zvid holds a techen advor magim that a filu amud larges a behemis is amud loda. Zuktaisvis, so then there's a shtickle problem. The Mishnah says, muud loodom loyhavi muud lebehemis, viloyhavi muud lebehemis, stome is amud lebehemim. The Gemara should have said a bigger revusa, that mu'ud lebeheime v'loyhavi mu'ud l'odom. So this is a ha'ore. V'avimotzi le'misni b'masnisi mu'ud lebeheime v'einei mu'ud l'odom. V'ashminen v'stoma havi mu'ud. This is a ha'ore. U'miyu, Taisu says, maybe we won't delve on this ha'ore too much. Shema choza boi Rav Zvid. Maybe Rav Zvid was choizer on that mahida lekamo. Kedepoich alohosam, the Gemara doesn't, the Gemara is metama and Rav Zvid, he mu'ed lebehema, but mu'ed le'odom. So it seems the Gemara held this is zicha an impossibility. This is zicha going overboard. Smela says not kasha the diak of the Mishnah because Lefiemes Rav Zvid also doesn't hold mu'ed lebehema. Have a mood loader. K'depach alohosam, she'in lo'i toime kain. They says, you really have to say this. Kashilei he the reish mechilten. Or else it'll be shver reish mechilten, which is daf beis amid beis. So let us just see for a few minutes daf beis amid beis. And we'll learn one Taisvis over there, which now that we're on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, the Taisvis will be understood in a different light. The Gemara Daf Beis Amid Beis, Maishna, this is a little after half of the Amid, Maishna gabi odom dechsiv ki yigach. One looks on, it says on the Torah Er Shmeis Chaf Aleph. So two lines later, Maishna. Maishna gabi odom dechsiv ki yigach. Umaishna gabi behime dechsiv ki yigoif. So the Gemara answers, odom de islay mazlo ksiv ki yigach. Behema de lesle mazlo ksiv ki yigoyf. Umilsa gavuche kamash melom. So from the shini aloshen, yigach means with more effort, with more koyach, a different type of a negiche. Yigoyf means tamazoy eshtois ba'alme, without so much effort. So, in other words, the Pasuk is telling us it takes much more effort to be negeach an odom than to be negif a shoyer. Because an odom is islay mazla, he has seichel, or he has a malach. That's shoymer olav. Umilsa agavuche kamash malom. And now the Gemara says, from the Shini Aloshin, since I see that it is more difficult to be negeach an odom than a behemah, so the mood la odom have a mood la behemah. Mood la behemah la have a mood la odom. That's why that's pshat in the Shini Halosh. So Mamela, so the Tosfos we just learned, so we can't say that Rav Zvid really holds mood la behemah have a mood la odom, because the Gemara says, from the Shini Haloshin, we see klar, it's much more difficult to be neigev, to be negech an odom than a behemah. So that was pshat in Tosfos. So Tosfos says, mistame, Rav Zvid was chayzer from this. Now let us see Tosfos. Umilsa agav uchei kamashmalo. So now, Tosfos has a merdeke problem. According to Rav Papa, Rav Papa holds that mu'ud l'minoi is eine mu'ud l'einei minoi. That means there's no such thing. He's a mu'ud on this mean. He's not a fellow by behemoth, a fellow by ktanim. That cheetahs Rav Papa. So according to Rav Papa, Elochayre mood la adam, they have a mood la behemah. I mean, there's each mean is a besondere zach. So memele, what did Rav Papa do with this gemara? This is, Tosfos over here has this problem. Vafilu la Rav Papa, the omer le kamon, b'sher shenogach daud vehei, the mood la adam stome, they have a mood la behemah. So here the Gemara says, I learned that from the Pasuk, Mula Odom Ava Mula Behime. Hayne Davke Shenogach Gimul B'nei Odom. That's Davke, if he was Negeach Gimul B'nei Odom. The Bahochi Lehavi Mula Behime. That's right. Gimul B'nei Odom is not a Mula Behime. Avo Nogach Odom V'sher V'chamer. The havi mi gimel minim, havi muad lakel, then it's a muad lakel. Avol nogach, shoyer vachamoyer vegomol, they havi muad lodom, vavol gavdo lachol behim ava muad afil rapopo kedi isa hoso. Now, let's just say a shtickle explanation. The Mirei Meisode on this Tosfos explains when we have a Shaila, the Mu'ud L'min Zez, the Mu'ud L'min Acher, there are two Diyunim, there are two Shailas. There's one Shaila, if a Behemah is Mu'ud L'shvorim. Okay? So I see that the Behemah gets irritated from Shvorim, it's nispoiled from Shvorim, they bother him. So now, the Shaila is if he'll be nispoiled from Gemalim. Maybe Gemalim don't bother him. I mean, he's doing something because something's bothering him. So Rav Papa holds that if he's a mu'ud to one mean, that does not necessarily mean he's a mu'ud to another mean. Could be, I see he's a wild child, but this has nothing, this is no proof whatsoever that when it comes to Gemalim, he'll also be wild. But Gemalim don't bother him. When something bothers him, so then he's Nageyach. But if something doesn't irritate him, it doesn't bother him, so Memele, that's one svara. Mu'ud l'minei, l'havimud l'sheinei minei. Then there's another nekude. Afilu, I will assume that everything irritates the shoyer, but you have to know if he's an akhen. Is he capable? An akhen means he's a negeach and he's capable of being a negeach. Mu'ud lebehema avim, if it's a shavat, a mu'ud la'odom, so afilu, I will assume that the shoyer is
is irritated. I'll have a biro that the sher is irritated by every nivra, whatever it sees, it's irritated. But that still doesn't prove if it's shtoyis. Let's say the sher shtoyis achamor gomol v'sher. The Agamar says, according to Rapope, if it's shtoyis three minim, then I say, I don't say it's a sher na gomol na chamor. No, I say if it's shtoyis, that's what Agamar says. Well, according to Rapope, I see, I assume it's not mafchin b'minim. It's no difference. A sher, a gomel, a chamer, it'll be a peret, it'll be whatever it is, an aroid, it's a mood for everything. So a sher, chamer, b'gomel, is a mood for another mood, so everything bothers him. But to say that he's capable of being mazik anodom, to call him a nakhon legabei adam, which one needs more koyach and more effort, so that a mu'ed l'shoyer chamoyer v'gomol is not a mu'ed l'adam. That means even though I can assume that every nivra irritates him, because I see I don't attribute it only a shoyer chamoyer v'gomol, but who says he's capable of being mazik another? So Memele, so Taisus had a Moir de Kipshat. According to Rapope, Agma means as follows. If he was a Mu'ed, Lo Odom, Sheir, Vachamoir, so I see from these three meanim that everything irritates him. I also see from these three meanim that he's a capable Sheir. Even Shtoist another, one of the Megiras was another. So there's no shaila whatsoever. So mu'ed la'odom, avi mu'ed la'bahim, avul according to Rapope, for was a mu'ed la'sher chamer v'gom, odom sher v'chamer, she's a mu'ed to all bahim. I see his, and he's irritated by all meanim, I see his bekoyach to be mazik all meanim, so memele, so mu'ed la'odom, avi mu'ed la'bahim. But if I can't tell if he was Negeach Asher Chamer v'Gomol, so he's a mood lebehem etakeis. But who says he's a mood laAdam? Anodam is leMazla. Anodam. So who says he's capable of being Mazik Anodam? There's a new Nekuda over here, which three different behemoths cannot prove he's capable of being Mazik Anodam. So that's what I says a beautiful pshat in the Gemara: mood laAdam, a mood lebehem. If it was Adam Sher v'Chamer, and Mu'ed l'Behema, l'have him Mu'ed l'Adam. Agav Ulchem, let us just see for 1 minute in the Muki Yosef in Asugir. Muki Yosef is Daf Yud Chesam at Beis, B'Daf Yarif. Now, Daf Yud Chesam at Beis, let us look at the Muki Yosef, 4 lines from the bottom, the beginning of the 4th line. Umiyu Kosov HaRemazal. Mo said, according to Rapop, if you were a Negeach, 3 minim, you're a Mu'ed Lakel. V'hani Mili L'chol Behemes V'chayis. He's a mu'ed to all behemoths v'chayis. Avol la'odom the islay mazla. Va'oy d'chsiv be'kro mo'irachem v'tchitchem ye. Loi. So if he was a mu'ed l'sher chamer v'gomol, an odom doesn't come into consideration. That's another sug. It's merachem v'chitchem islay mazla. So that's what Taisha said also. Mu'ed l'behemoth la'avom mu'ed l'odom. Now he says, Nochme, Vafilo heiched avi odom chad minayu. Now he's chelik on Taisvist. Yet an odom sher v'chamer, gegoin de nogach sher v'chamer v'odom, loy mitstalfi negiches, lehavi mu'ed l'odom. Legabi odom, kechode negiche gredos odomi. By an odom, it's like one negiche. He's not a mu'ed l'odom. Tzorich iyun b'toisvus b'reish mechiltim, shekosvusham l'chatiris, Nagah Adam Shevach Hamirdavim Mishloish Min Huad Lakol Mashma Filuladam Vitzorich Iyu. So Al Kaponim, we have here a Tosfos. We have here the Ramah that says Adam Shevach Hamir is a Muad, not La Adam, but it seems to be Muad La Behemah. It'll be a Muad La Behemah, not a Muad La Adam. So Lechayre, how do we understand this? I mean, the way we mentioned before the Meroy Mesodah, it's very good. There are two diyunim over here. There's one diyun, is he irritable to all meaning? So if an Odom, Asher, and Chamer, he was Negeach, so I see he's not Mafchen Bein Aminim, I mean that I see, so... That'll know he's mu'ud l'chol ba'im avachay. If he's mu'ud l'odom, there's a new shayla over this. The shayla, is he capable of being mazik an odom? So that what one time he was mazik an odom, I don't see he's capable of being mazik. Well, one time a person is mazik an odom, he doesn't become a mu'ud l'odom. Eimol tzich gelungen, I can't call him a nakhen l'odom. So Memele, that what I see, he's not Mavchen Bein Aminim, that I see. I see another Masher, Chamer, and that he's irritable from Minim, that I see. That I see there's a pattern. Adam, Shoev, Chamer, I see there's a pattern that everything irritates him. So that I see. But that to say that he's successful, that he'll always be successful to be Negeach on Adam, that I only saw once. That when he's irritable, I saw from the three negiches, but success I saw once. That's l'chayra the svara of the Ramah. But now, let's go further to Taisfis, that Beis Amid Beis. Now we'll see a Mordike Taisfis, which the G'dayli Achoynim ask Akashif HaMasudi. Barab Menachem Pirish. A Menachem, so Taisis is in the midst of answering Akasha. We have here Akasha and Rapope. Here the Gemara says, Mu'ud la'odam, have a Mu'ud la'behemah, or Mu'ud la'behemah, have a Mu'ud la'odam. And according to Rapope, how could it be a Mu'ud la'odam, have a Mu'ud la'behemah? Rav Nachman Pirish Tochi Kama, Mu'ud la'odam, Shoye Mu'ud la'kel. He was a Mu'ud for all of them, V'chosa boi me behime, and then he stopped being negeach behemes, V'nisha Mu'ud la'odam, he remained a Mu'ud, before he was a Mu'ud la'kel. Then he stopped being negeach behemes, chosa boi me behemes, three times he was chosa boi me behemes, V'nisha mu'ud la'odam, but he still, whenever he sees a Adam, it's eish la'ova. Ava mu'ud la'behime, the chazor the behime la'v chazor. Not called a chazor. That means even though I see clearly that he stopped shtoising behimes, but since l'mais is being negeach, anoshim kesedo, so that chazor is worthless. Avol mu'ud la'kel v'chazra me'yodom le'have mu'ud la'odom, chazor et da'odom chazori. If I see he's stopping negeach, he was a mu'ud la'kel, he's stopping negeach an odom, so then I see he stopped from odom. That's how the Rabbeinu Menachem, Rav Menachem says pshat in the Gemara. So the G'dayle Achreinim, Rabbi Kebeger, the Nachlas David, ask, it's Pilei Ploim what Rav Menachem said. We had an argamore. Let's just go and look in argamore on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We have here a memra of Rav Zvid. The Gemara, let's go back to argamore Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Rav Zvid Omaloch. Reisha Achazorikoi. This is around five lines before it starts getting wide. But Rav Zvid Amaloch, Reisha Chazorikoi, Kegoin Davi Mu'ud La'odom U'mu'ud La'behime, V'hoda Be'imi Be'ime. speaking about that he was a Amud L'Odom and a Amud L'Behemet, and then he was Chayzer Mibehemet, the koi ga behemet losses him the vloy noga, he wasn't a gech behemet. Mao de teime, kivmen de loy hoda behemet, odom, chazore de behemet lav chazori. I would think since he's a terror, he's killing people, I would think chazore de behemet lav chazori. Kabashvon, the chazore de behemet, mi a chazori. No, listen, he's chazore de behemet. Even though I see he's a terror legabi Adam, I see from Behemoth he stopped. And let's see Rashi, what Rashi says. Reisha chazore koi, viguf itzach, the Behemoth le mishal mal chatsi nezik. Va'afel gav di yayla, even though it was a muid le Behemoth, hoyo vohoda bechosel tamusri, va'afel gav le hoda behemoth. So fragen de gedoyle achroinim, the Rav Menachem is pilei ployim. The one who was not mavchin bein aminim is Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid said, mud laminis, mud lashenim. Rav Zvid was the one that did not differentiate between minim. Aval pike, Rav Zvid said, that if it was a mu'ed la'odam ula behime, so, and then he was chayzami behime, sachazore, finished. He was a mu'ed for both, and now he was chayzami behime. So I say he's chayzami behime, I is a mu'ed, but he was chayzami from behime. Let's not get overwhelmed. That's Rav Zvid. Rav Papa was the one that said, listen, each mean is a bazunder zach, mud lamina, he's ain't mud laina mina. And this Rav Papa holds, that's what Rav Menachem says, he was a muid la keil, bechosame behema, he's still a muid la behema. They blay by atzorich in godel. How could Rav Menachem say such a thing in Rav Papa, that the Gemara and Rav Zvid, says Klal Nitazoi, and Rav Zvid is the one that's not mavchen bein aminim, and Rav Pop is the one that's mavchen bein aminim, and according to Rav Zvid, a chazor of a bein is a chazor, and according to Rav Pop, chazor of the bein is not a chazor. This day, yes, they blight by the Nachustov and Rabbi Kevege, bleiben bei Erzorich, Ian Godel, you don't understand this. How can Rav Menachem say such a thing? I saw in a Teretz Shmuel, just want to say one Teretz, a Geshmake Teretz, that he brings down from Rabbi Yulei Malon, Zecheinu Levroche, that he wants to say Pshat in Teisvis, as in Rav Menachem, as follows. Let us look at the Lashon of the Gemara. V'Rav Zvid Omar Loch, Reisha Achazore Koi. The Reisha is speaking about Chazor. That means, Mu'ed La'odam Ve'einoi Mu'ed La'beheime. That means that's Pshat the Mishnah. Kigoyim, Da'have Mu'ed La'odam U'mu'ed La'beheime. Now, this Lashon of the Gemara is very, very interesting. The Gemara said, "Da havalei muid le'odom u'muid le'beheime." Now, why, according to Rav Zvid, why do you have to say, "Who's a muid le'odom u'muid le'beheime"? Who's a muid le'odom u'beheime? Rav Zvid tells the muid le'odom have a muid le'beheime. From the Gemara, it would seem it's speaking about there was a bazundara ado and a odom. There was a bazundara ado and a behemoth. Why does one to say this? According to Rav Zvid. And the Nachlas David is medayik this from Rashi also. Reisha chazore koi viguf yitzrich ta behemoth loy mishalma lechatsi nezik. Va'av al gav di yayid lei. The Lashon of Rashi seems that it was a muid for the behemoth, but the chazore makes oismut. Balkaponim, the Gemara seems to be saying there was a bazundere hador from the behemoth. Why do you have to say this? Rav Zvid of all people, he's the one that holds mud l'odom, having mud l'behemoth. So Rabbi Leimalin says that the Gemara is talking about a very unique case. The Gemara is speaking about as follows. He was a Mu'ud La'adam. And when he was a Mu'ud La'adam, he saw Behemoth and he never shtoyzed the Behemoth. He was a Mu'ud La'adam. And he never shtoyzed Behemoth, so he was a Mu'ud La'adam, but a Mu'ud La'behemoth. This was in Chodesh Cheshvan. It was a Mu'ud La'adam, not Mu'ud La'behemoth. And Chodesh Kislev, all of a sudden, he starts seeing Behemoth. He's a Mu'ud La'behemoth. He started shtoyzing. So there are two distinct hadors. The hador of Adam we saw in Cheshvan had nothing to do with Behemoth. In Cheshvan he was a Mu'ud La'adam and he wasn't a Mu'ud La'behemoth. In Kislev he became a Mu'ud La'behemoth. That's in Kislev. But they're two distinct hadors. So I see the Behemoth and the Adam, a Meisar Adam in a Behemoth, because in Cheshvan he was a Mu'ud La'adam and not a Behemoth. In such a case, now later he was Chayzer from Behemoth, in Kislev he was Chayzer from Behemoth, so I say it's a Chazor on the Behemoth. But even though he's a Mu'ud, as I say now in Kislev, he became like he was in Cheshvan. In Cheshvan there was such a matzav that it was a Mu'ud La'adam v'loy la'behemah. That's why Reb Zvid holds you need a separate ador for the behemah. It was a Mu'ud La'adam, a Mu'ud la'behemah. So in Cheshvan he differentiated Moshe Ra'adam in a behemah. That was Cheshvan. Kislev became a Mu'ud la'behemah. And then Kislev, Saif Kislev became was Chayzim la'behemah. So, but he's still a Mu'ud La'adam. So zok the Gemara, but the Chazor from the Behemoth is a Chazor. Now he's still a Mu'ud La'adam. So he's saying now, Saif Kislev, he's like he was in Cheshvan. He was a Mu'ud La'adam, a Leila Behemoth. In Kislev, he became a Mu'ud La'behemoth, and it was Chayzer from the Behemoth. The Lashon of the Rab Menachem says, Shahoya Mu'ud, let's look at the Lashon of Rab Menachem. Rab Menachem says, Shahoya Mu'ud La'kel. He was a Mu'ud La'adam. Menachem says as follows. Da'ori kam a Mu'ud La'adam, Shahoya Mu'ud La'kel. What does Mu'ud La'kel mean? Adam Sheir V'chamer. He was a Mu'ud La'kel. So the hador made him a Mu'ud La'kel. It was one hador that made him a Mu'ud La'kel. Adam Sheir V'chamer. So Memela, now he was Chayzer from Behemoth. But the Hador of Behemoth is still partially in existence. He's still being Negeach Adam. So if the Hador of the Behemoth is still functioning by an Adam, this Leimazlo, so I say the Hador never became mortal. If it was one Hador, that means he was a Mu'ud La'kel. According to Rapopas, how you Amud Lakel, according to Rapopas, he was Negeach, another Mesheva Chamers, he was Amud Lakel. So the Hador was Betzir of Odom Behemoth. So this Hador was never Neka because he's still being Negeach and Odom. So Memele here, the Rav Menachem says, So even though there was a Chazor and Behemoth, but I still see the first Hador still in existence. He's still being Negeach Adam. So I say that he's still a Mu'ud, Afilu Gabehema also. But our Gemara is speaking about that there were two distinct Hadors. And you need two Hadors because the first Hador was only Lodom. So the two distinct Hadors. So Bemela, now there's a Chazor and the Behemoth. So that is a Teiris Chazor, and that would be a Mu'ud La'adam will in no way make him a Mu'ud La'behem. That's how he brings from Rablei Malon Zechayin Lebrocha to him for this Kasha, which is a Meiridike Kasha. Let us go further. Tana Rabona, with three lines from the bottom. Ro Sheir Nogach. Shoyer loy nogach. Shoyer nogach, shoyer loy nogach. Shoyer nogach, shoyer loy nogach. Nase mu'ed l'sirugin l'shvorim. So, I say he's a mu'ed l'sirugin. That means I see there's a pattern. Shoyer nogach, shoyer loy nogach, shoyer nogach, shoyer loy nogach, shoyer loy nogach. So, he's a mu'ed l'sirugin. Now let us see Taisvitz. Sher v'loy nogach. Basra dinokat kidei shim yigach la'alter mishalim nezek sholem. Now we'll see here, this is a small Taisvitz that is saying a mouthful. Let us understand what Taisvitz bothered. Taisvitz er amurdike kashe. Sher, let's see Rashi, before we see Taisvitz, well, there's one Rashi we skip. Let's say Rugim. So Rashi says, "Im yigach retzuf imene mishal malach ela chatzin nezek al ha'achay." That means he's a mud l'serugim. That's the hador. He's negeh hasher, and then he cools down. The next time he sees hasher, he won't do anything, and his blood pressure goes up again. He's negeh. But al kaponim, that's his pattern. That it's hasher nogach. So v'meila, if he'll be negeh two times in a row, the second time that's unexpected, he's not a mood for that, so pay chatzines. Now, Taisvus has a kasha. Taisvus has a muradike kasha. Shoyer nogach, v'shoyer loy nogach. Shoyer nogach, v'shoyer loy nogach. Shoyer nogach. So Taisvus had a kasha, so when does he become a mood? When does he become a mu'ud? So Taisus understood he becomes a mu'ud after the third negiche. So why do you have to say sher v'loy nogach? The Brais is telling us epis, there were six confrontations. Three sher nogach, three sher loy nogach. So why do you have to talk to her? He should have said, Sher Nogach, Sher Loy Nogach, Sher Nogach, Sher Loy Nogach, Sher Nogach. Why say Sher Loy Nogach? He became a mood with the Sher Nogach. So Taisus, he wants to tell you he's a mood. Then you pay Nezek Sholem. So he put everything into place that was ready Sher Loy Nogach, so there was ready a Sarugin. So now, if he'll be Negeach, he'll pay Nezek Sholem. That's what he chapped on the Sher Loy Nogach. That means a mu'ud he became before the Sher Loy Nogach. He became a mu'ud after the three negiches. After the three negiches, he became a mu'ud. So that, why did the Tanif to tell us that Loy Nogach? He wants to tell you that he was in a pain as a sholem. So because if it would be the Sher Loy Nogach, if it would be the Sher Loy Nogach, he'll be negeach now, so the mood won't help me, because this negiche after the third Sher Nogach is not besirugin, is beretzufin. So he won't pay Nezek Sholem. The Tana wants to tell you he's a mood, he pays Nezek Sholem. So you need that these six confrontations existed, then he'll pay Nezek Sholem. That is what Taisva says. Now let us just look into the Muki Yosef for 1 minute. The Muki Yosef. This is Andaf Yotes Amad Aleph. The last Muki Yosef before the Masnissin. It says, Aroid loy nogach. And it's a similar case. He was nogach, asher, and not a chamer, and then a pa'an, and a sus, and not a gomel. Al kaponim, we also have the same case. Aroid loy nogach. Zokte, the Muki Yosef, davke ktoni, the loy havi muet le sirugim, la koil, it's a because of the adchozi lisirugin tlosa mini nogach tlosa mini loy nogach. Muki Yosef says he only becomes a mood lisirugim if you see three negiches and three sirugim. Then he becomes a mood lisirugim. From three negiches and two sirugim, he's not a mood at all. That's what the Muki Yosef says. And Taisvis holds, and three negiches and two sirugim is also a nakhin. Dr. Abruven, let's first understand this amurdike nafkamine between the Muki Yosef and Taisvis. Amurdike nafkamine. The nafkamine is before we say the lomdis, but there's amurdike nafkamine la lochin. According to Tosfos, there was, let's say, Sher Nogach, Sher Loi Nogach. Sher Nogach, Sher Loi Nogach. Sher Nogach, he's now a Mu'ud. He's finished. He's a Mu'ud already. Now, it's Nochamu Sher Nogach. No, this Sher Nogach, he'll pay Chatzin Nezek. This is, he's not a Mu'ud for this. But then later, if it'll be Sehugin, now it'll be Sher Loi Nogach and Sher Nogach. That means, so then he'll pay on the, on this, and the fifth negiche is going to pay nezek shalom. That means there was three negiches and two serugim. After three negiches, he's amud l'serugim. The fourth negiche, he shtoist again. The fourth confrontation, he wasn't a serugim, he shtoist again. So this is a tam, because he's only amud l'serugim. Now, so the sixth time he shtoist. The seventh time he didn't shtoist. The eighth time he'll shtoist. So the eighth time he'll pay nezek shalom because he's a mu'ud l'sirugim. So the fourth negicha, it was not l'sirugim. But the fifth negicha, which was after sirugim, will pay nezek shalom. According to the Muki Yosef, this person never became a Mu'ud. The Sher never became a Mu'ud. So a Sher v'nogach, Sher v'loi nogach, Sher v'nogach, Sher v'loi nogach, Sher v'nogach, Sher v'nogach. So you see, so there's no pattern. Now it's loi nogach and nogach. He never became a Mu'ud, because in the middle you had a whole new thing. It was two negichas, one after the other. So this Sher is not a Mu'ud. Period. So there's a Mu'udika machloikis, la halacha between Taisvis and the Muki Yosef. A Mu'udika zach. See, once, that's number one. So we have to be aware there's a Mu'udika machloikis. Taisvis had a problem. Why the Gemara mentioned the Loi Nogach? Then Muki Yosef didn't have any problem. The last Loi Nogach is an essential, chelik, an essential component of of that it becomes a Sher Amud L'Sirugim. Taisvis had a problem. So, the Ruvin wants to say, it's very interesting that the Machloikis, Taisvis, and the Muki Yosef is as follows. Taisvis holds, if a Sher shtoises three times, so that's a Cheskes Dakhin. It doesn't matter if there was Serugim in the middle. That means a Sher that is shtois three times it shtois. So I see it's an Akhin. Now, let's say in between there was times that it didn't shtois. There's times that it didn't shtois. So this is Mare the Chazoke. That means he's saying he's an Akhen, but look, let me show you what happened. After the first Negicha two times he didn't shtois. After the second Negicha three times he didn't shtois. After the third Negicha he also didn't shtois. So you have Mitzad Echot Acheskas Nakhon. In Mitzad Acher, I have incidents which are Mare the Chazoke. So you have two conflicting Hoichoches. Mitzad the three Negiches, I see is an Akhen. Mitzad the unequal Serugim, which is happening later. The three times happened, he didn't shtois. Once happened, he didn't shtois. So that's Mare the Chazoke. So that contradicts the Cheskes Nakhen, so it doesn't become, so I have a Cheskes Nakhen with a contradiction, so he's not a Mu'ud. He's not a Mu'ud. He says, but let's say, with Sher Shenogach, Sher Shaloi Nogach. Sher Shenogach, Sher Shaloi Nogach. Sher Shenogach. Now, he's a Cheskes Nakhen. Do you have a contradiction to this chazoke? Well, I see two times it wasn't a ger. Well, these two times could be he's an akhen l'serugin. So you have a chazoke, and I don't have any contradiction to the chazoke. The only thing I see from the two serugim is a mu'ud l'serugim. But I have a chazoke without contradictions. So he talks the knackchen. He's finished already. Three times spell out a chazoke. If you have a stira to the chazoke, you tell me he's a knackchen. Five times passed by, he wasn't a geir. So you see that that's mara the chazoke. You have a chazoke or something that's mara the chazoke. But if two times there was serugim, and that's it, so we're finished. I don't have any mara chazoke. What's going to happen the next time? It's a game of Golish, what's going to happen the next time? I have a chazoke without, that was mara chazoke. Says Becheskes Nakhim. The Nubuki Yosef learns, if you don't have three Negiches Beretzifus, there's no chazoke to begin with. There's no chazoke. That three times it's twice, it's twice once, and 2 years later it's twice again, and 5 years later it's a Nakhim. No, no. Three Negiches Beretzifus spells out chazoke. So in Mele, the first time it was Negeyach, and then it was he was metallic, he was mesarik. So finish, you don't have chazoke yet. Fakert, after three sirugim, I say, ooh, the sirugim, as I see, is a muidless sirugim. That means the three sirugim make it for a chazoke. But not, but there's no chazoke till the three sirugim. That's he wants to explain the machlokes, Tosfos and in the Muki Yosef. Now, so what is this? Now let's see the next Taisvis. Nase Muid L'Seirugin L'Shvorim. This is a Baraisa, Tana Rabban, this is a Baraisa. Now, let's just speak Eisen Veinik. This Baraisa is a shekel problem with Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid held that Muad Lamina is Muad Lashayne Minoi. So this is a Pachad Noir. He says, Nase Muad Laserugim Lishvarim. Lishvarim? He's a Muad for everything. He's a Muad for everything. Ve'im Taima L'Rav Zvid Afilu L'Koldova have a Muad. He's a Muad for everything. Because Muad Lamina is a Muad. Rav Zvid told you not Mafchen Daminim. He's a Muad L'Shayah. That means he's a Muad for camels, donkeys, everything. So why is he a Muad L'Shvarim? V'yeshloima K'goin Shero. Let me just tell you, the Rabbeinu Peretz adds a word. Bein Tayim Shar Behemis V'loin Nokron. So Tosfos makes a very interesting akimta. It's speaking about as follows. He saw a shoyer, and he wasn't, and he was negeir. He saw then he saw a second shoyer. A gavuch and mukyes, we're not speaking about it at one time he saw ten shvor. At different times, he saw one shoyer at a time. So he saw a shoyer, and he was not negeir. He was negeir. He saw a shoyer, he was not negeir, so far. Then later he goes and sees a chamoyer, and is not negeir. He sees a chamoyer, not negeir. Then he sees again a shoyer, not negeir, and a shoyer negeir, a shoyer not negeir, and then he sees a sus not negeir. Bein tayim, the other minim, we see klor, he was not negeir at all. So the other, so now, and then he saw a shelms negeach. So memele, so I have over here a very interesting concoction. Shoyer negeach, shoyer loy negeach, chamoyer loy negeach. Shoyer negeach, shoyer loy negeach, sus loy negeach. In shoyer negeach. So what is pshat over here? So I say two things. I say that I see by Shvorim, he's a Muad L'Serugim. Sher Negeach, Sher Loi Negeach, he's a Muad L'Serugim. Now what I see Zachamur, Chamur, so I see he's not Bechlal Amud L'Gabi Chamur. But so that's Svore, that Rav Zvit held that a Muad L'Mina is a Muad L'Sheinim Mina, that's, I see now by a chamor is not negeach. So that's the kimta kosher. So k'gain shiro bein tayim shah behemis v'loi nokron. So that's how I make the formula. This is pshat and what's happening. He's a mu'ud l'shvorim l'sirugim, and since I see by other beimus he never was negeich at all, so I see he's not a mu'ud l'shein aminay. Tana Rabbono, ro sheir nogach, chamer loy nogach, sus nogach, gomol loy nogach, Poro nogach, aroid loy nogach. Nase muid l'serugim lakel. So now, here, the Baraisa is telling us. Aroid, Rashi says, chamer rabo. That means, so we have as follows. There were six confrontations over here with six different meaning. So now, the first confrontations that were with a negiche were three different meaning. There was a shoyer, and there was a sus, and there were three different meaning that he was negeach. So we said before, if you see he's negeach three different meaning, so that's a mu'ud lakel. According to Rapop, it's a mu'ud lakel. So that's why he's a mu'ud lakel. He's a mu'ud lakel. Now there were three confrontations that he didn't do anything. So he's a mu'ud lakel. So I say these three confrontations, they didn't do anything, is not because these mean him not. He's a mu'ud lakel. That's what the three negiches spell out, a mu'ud lakel. These three confrontations that nothing happened, so he's a mu'ud lasirugim. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says you have this formula, six different behemoths, I say, Zamuid Lakel, Lesirugim. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Now, see, I'm going to Taisvis. Zog Taisvis. Nase Muid Lesirugim Lakel. So Taisvis says, Al Kochoch Bishaloiro Beintayim Klu. It's speaking about that Alkocha Bishaleiro Ben Taim Klum other meanim that means like this. If it was Ben Taim Klum Diro, I have a mood lakel sirugim. That means like this. If he was a Shoyer Nogach, Chamoyer Loy Nogach, then it was Sus Loy Nogach. Then it's Pora Nogach. So Susloy Nogach, I can't say that he's a mu'it l'seirugin, so why didn't he, lakoil, why didn't he shtois the sus? So, one of the two, either it's excluding susim, or it's a seirugim of two behemoths, but to say that is a mu'ud lakel in a seirug of one inegiche. So you have to say that was the story. That means if there was beitayim, there was another mean over here that he wasn't negeach. I can't say this formula is a mu'ud lakel a seirugim. Fine. Now Taisus asks somebody of the kikasha. Taisus still wants to is working for Rav Zvid. It's speaking about leiro acherim, leshvarim lechudi avamud lechoyel leserugim leRav Zvid. Now Taisus is asking a merdeka kasha. Rav Zvid holds amud lemina is amud leshein emina. So Taisus, in the first Taisus that we just learned before, it says he's amud leshvarim. So Taisus says he's a mu'ud l'shvarim. He should be a mu'ud for all meanim. So Taisus, there's another story which the Gemara doesn't mention at all, but Taisus injected into the Gemara. It's speaking about Sher Nogach, Sher Loy Nogach, and then there was a Chavoy also Loy Nogach. That's the story. So I say he's a mu'ud l'shvarim, l'sirugim, and l'chamoyr, not l'chamoyr. That's what Taisus says. Here it's speaking about that there wasn't such an injection of another mean here, because then it wouldn't be a mood lakel. So Taisus says, I'm with the kekasha. So why do you need Rosh Shenogach, Chamer Boloi Nogach, Pora Nogach, Gomoloi Nogach, Sus Nogach? Why do you need? Why did the Baraisa say you need that he shtoist three different meaning to make him a Mu'ud Lakel? I'll make the same story like this. Shoyer Shenogach, Toisvis Kasha was, let's make the Kasha more interesting. The Baraisa wanted to make a tzir of a Mu'ud Lakel Lesirugim. That's what the Baraisa wanted to make. So Taisa's kasha was, you know, according to Rav Zvidi, I'll tell you a case. Sher shenogach, sher shaloi nogach, sher shenogach, sher shaloi nogach, sher shenogach, sher shaloi nogach, harei ze mu'ed l'sirugim lakel. The Tana took a whole zoo together in order to make a mu'ed l'sirugim lakel. According to Rav Zvid, you can have the same thing, Sher Shenogach, Sher Shaloi Nogach. Three times he's a Mu'ed, Lakoyu L'Sirugim. That was Taisvis Kasha. Why do you need this whole zoo over here with all these, you have six minim over here. It's Nishra Shoshana Badanach, you have to have minim. So why do you need all these six minim? That's Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis says no. He wants to, first of all, so Taisvis starts off by the Loi Nogach. He didn't want to say, Loi nogach sher, loi nogach sher, loi nogach sher. Yeah, that's pushes. So he's a mu'ud l'sirugim. He wants to tell you like this. It was loi nogach. It was rosh nogach chamoyer loi nogach. It was a chamoyer loi nogach. It was goma loi nogach. It was a roid loi nogach. Now there were three meaning that it was loi nogach. So kan shoyel aben. So maybe pshat is, maybe to these minim, he's not, to these minim, tak, he's not a mu'ud. They don't irritate him. How do you know to say he's a, I'll tell you a different pshat. I'll tell you pshat is that you said, I'll tell you a different pshat in this whole thing. There was asher shedogach nachamoy loy nogach. Sus nogach, gomo loy nogach, peret nogach, aroid loy nogach. So I'll tell you pshat. This shoyer is a mu'ud lakel. Not a mu'ud l'sirugim. Not lakel. He's a mu'ud for a shoyer, and for a sus, and for a polo. For these three he's a mu'ud. And the other three he wasn't a ger, because for these minim, he's not a mu'ud. How do you know? We're jumping wires over here. We're saying pshat. Really, he's a mu'ud lakel. So why these three he didn't? Because it's the sirugim. So maybe it's a different pshat. Maybe pshat is these three he didn't because these three mean him. He's not a mu'ud for these three mean him. So let's go back. Taisvis had a kasha. Taisa had a kasha as follows. We'll explain Taisa's kasha again in what Taisa is saying, and then we'll say another kasha. Taisa had a kasha. The Baraisa could have told me, Sher Shenogach, Sher Shalei Nogach, Sher Shenogach, Sher Lei Nogach, Sher Nogach, Sher Lei Nogach, Arei Ze Mu'ed Lakel L'Sirugim. According to Rav Zvid, that's 100% true. So Taisa says, yeah, that's bullshit. The Baraisa wants to tell you a bigger chiddush. The Baraisa wants to tell you, loy nogach pore, loy nogach sus, loy nogach peret. That's what he wants to tell you. Now, so what here's, maybe there'd be a mokim to say, that maybe, who told you the volta sirugim? Maybe these three meanim, he's not a mu'ud to these three meanim. So that's why the Baraisa said, let to tell you, loy nogach peret, loy nogach hamoy, loy nogach sus, he is a mu'ud to these minim, and it's l'sirugim. That's what the Baraisa is telling us. This is a bigger chiddush than sher shenogach, sher shaloy nogach. Frek the helika haflo, fine, beautiful. Frek the haflo, but the Baraisa is still shver. It should have said, Shoyer Shenogach, B'chamoyer Loi Nogach. Shoyer Shenogach, U'pered Loi Nogach. Shoyer Shenogach, V'sus Loi Nogach. So you'll have it. That's forget. Then you're saying a chiddush according to Rav Zvid. Murid l'shvorim, aber murid l'akel. In these three things, peret, sus, and gobel. This is because sirugim. What? The Tosfos didn't find for the kasha. The kasha is moiridig. The kasha, the Tosfos asked the kasha, a double. Let it say shersh and nogach, shersh and loy nogach, shersh and shersh and so Tosfos says, in the loy nogach, he wants to tell you a chiddush. In the loy nogach, he wants to, loy nogach, peret, loy nogach, sus, loy nogach, he wants to tell you not that he's not a mu'at that he's meaning, he is a mu'at that he's meaning, and, but it's l'sirugim. Fine. So it's now I know why it says loy nogach chamor, loy nogach peret, loy nogach aroy. In the loy nogach, I know. But there's another kasha. Why doesn't it say in the nogachs, let it say three times shoyer? Why does it have to say in the nogachs three different meaning? We're speaking according to Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid holds muid l'minei is the muid l'sheinei minei. So memele, so the baraisa should have said avoyer de ketzir. And then I know everything. Sher she nogach, amay loy nogach, sher nogach, va'aroid loy nogach, sher nogach, v'sus loy nogach. And I'll know everything. This nachamir dikekash, zuk taflo amoyer diketeretz. He says, I got news for you. If it's according to Rav Zvid, Shoyer nogach, chamoyer loy nogach, shoyer nogach, peret loy nogach, shoyer nogach, and sus loy nogach. You know what the din is? I got news for you. This shoyer is a muid l'shvorim and not l'sirugim. And then I'll talk, you say, because you know why? Because the whole Rav Zvid is a mistome. If he shtoises shvorim, mistome shtoises susim also. That's it, if I don't see differently. But if I'll see, Sher Shenogach, Vesus Loy Nogach, Sher Shenogach, Peret Loy Nogach, Sher Shenogach, Vechamer Loy Nogach, you know what I'm gonna say? He's a Mu'ed L'Shvorim, and he's not a Mu'ed that he's meaning. He's not a Sirugim, I've never said such a thing. I'll attribute it. So that's why the Gemara had to say, Sher shenogach, b'chamer loy nogach. Sus shenogach, u'por loy nogach. Gobel nogach. So here I see as a chazoke for all meaning. Here he has Rav Zvid is a mistome. If he was a negeach, a sher, mistome is negeach hamer also. But if I'll say, see three times he was a negeach hamer, then I'll say, I won't say the mistome. Rav Zvid is a mistome, and I'll be toile the inegiches, that mistome is meaning he's not, he's only a mudlish shvorim. That's why the Baraisa said, they say, no, he has murzik on all meaning. He was nogach asher, nogach apor, nogach achamor, so he's a muid on all meaning. So now what pshat in the susloi nogach, aroidloi nogach, so that's what sirugim. Moiridik, that's what Taflo says. This is one teretz. Of Tosfos, inami, b'shor shenogach gimel minim halolu, hoyu lefonim minim harbe. Oh, now Tosfos has a very interesting teretz. When these three minim, he was negeach, v'leinogach elu elu. That means three times he visited the zoo three times. And whenever he visited the zoo, there was all the minim there. There was shvorim and there was gmalim and chamorim. The hashte, so Tosfos says, im hoyu shloshtim shvorim. If all three times he was negeach shvorim, hoyisi oy makim dechol shor, mezum eligach hashvorim meiniach shami. It's very coincidental. I feel according to Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid says, mu'ed l'shvorim is mu'ed l'kol. But why, whenever he saw a whole bunch of meaning, he ran to the, he made a beeline to the shvorim. What's all the other meaning? So memele, then if it would be three times a negicha shor, he's only a mu'ed, he's a mu'ed l'shvorim. Aber hast du da, aber gimmel minim, ha echet mem negeach, wein ich heusches, So now I'll ask a kasha. So there were 20 minim the first time. He went and there was negech agomel. What happened with the poret? Listen, one negech for a day is enough. You don't have to make shambles of everything. That's no stira. Why wasn't he in the negech the poret the first time? He was negech the gomel the first time it finished. He's finished for the day. He had his day's exercise ready. So that's Pshat and Tosfos Teretz.